यतो भक्ति रघो भजे अहोई तुक का प्रतिहता जय आत्मा सुप्रसीदति संप्रसीद So, this morning, one gentleman was asking me, why there are so many religions in the world? Very intelligent question. But actually, there cannot be so many religions. Religion is what? But we have manufactured so many religions. Religion means dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranita. What is made or given by God, bhagavat sakshad, directly given by God. Sakshad means direct. That is the simple definition of religion. Just like we can understand what is law. The law is the order given by the state. There is no misunderstanding. Anyone will understand what is meaning, what is the meaning of law. The state says you should do like this, you have to abide by that order. That is good citizenship. As it is practical, with reference to the laws of the state, similarly, religion means the law given by the Lord. Everyone in every scripture, either Hindu scripture, Muslim scripture, or Christian scripture, the God is there, center. And according to the time, circumstances, country, people, that law is obeyed. So there is no difficulty to understand what is meant by religion. And here, Śrīla Gosvāmī says, the first class religion. Savai Pūṅsāṁ parodhar. Paro means superior. There are different kinds of religion. But still, there is some superior and some inferior. Because religion cannot be superior or inferior. But because this world, this material world, is conducted by the material nature. There are three kinds of material modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So, just like those who are in the modes of ignorance, they want to eat meat. Now, for them there must be some religion. What is that religion? According to basic system, the order is that you don't eat meat which is not offered to the goddess Kali. That means restriction. He is restricted at least to meat eat. Eat meat anywhere by the slaughterhouse. According to the why Hinduism, even in modern Hinduism, they also allow to eat meat by korban. Eat. That is also one day in India. So, according to country, people, there may be differences, but here it is said that a first-class religion is that which simply teaches devotionals have made to the Lord. That is possible. And if you are situated on the platform of first-class religion, then automatically all the good qualities of human being, they become developed. Jashyasi bhakti bhagavati apinjana sarvaidvai tattva samasate sura. If anyone has developed unalived apinjana, unalived devotion for God, Krishna, then all the good qualities of the demigods will develop in him automatically. Practical example. Just see these boys, American and European boys. Before coming to my folk, they were meat eaters, greasy sex hunters, intoxicants, gamblers, all these. These are common things in European America. But since they have come to Krishna consciousness, and taken to this devotional service seriously, then free from all these perturbations. All unwanted things, anatha, that will immediately disappear. Exactly like this light and darkness. Actually, there is light. You have got to make separate effort to drive away darkness. Immediately darkness will work. There is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Shuddha Sam. Krishna consciousness is just like sunlight. Maya Andhaka. And Maya is just like darkness. Jaha Shuddha, Jaha Krishna, Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. As soon as there is Krishna consciousness, no more Maya, no more illusion. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Māneva prabhadante Maya netaṁ karanti. The impersonalist philosophers, they are trying to get out of the clutches of Maya, but here is a simple formula given by the greatest authority, Krishna. Māne vaja prabhadante māyā netāṁ karam. Therefore, it is recommended here that sarvi pumsāṁ parodam, paromen superior. Superior term, first class. What is that? Jata bhakti bhagavati. By following the system of such religion, one becomes gradually an unalived devotee of the Supreme Lord. That is first. Everything is there. In Krishna consciousness, whatever good qualities you want to see, you find them. Take for example, ahimsa. The whole Buddha religion is based on this principle, non-violence. A Krishna bhakta is non-violent. He's never trying to eat any animal. The whole Buddha philosophy, Jaina philosophy, he preached just to stop animal killing, ahimsa, paravarna. The Krishna bhakta is automatically in that platform. In modern religion, they say that Banda, we are servants of God. We are actually dasyam, saranam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, patra, vivanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam. In the Christian religion, there is prayer. They kneel down before Jesus Christ, and offer prayer. We have got this mandalam, Mangala means offering prayer. So you take any leader of the whole world, you will find all those good things in Krishna consciousness movement plus love of God. This is the process, and it is recommended. We don't want to see what kind of religion you are following. It is all right. Everyone will say that my religion is first class. That's all right. But there is a test. What is that test? Jatoi bhakti adhokari, whether you are devil or love or God. That is the test. If you have developed love of God, then your religion, you don't say, either it is Hinduism or Muslimism or anything. If you are entering, you are man after God, that is your culmination of following religious system. Otherwise, that will be explained in the next part. Sarvai vahita kevalam. It is simply endeavoring. The next verse. Dharma sarusthita pungsham vishasena pathasuya notpadayat duryatim samayi vahi kevalam. Everyone is trying to perform the religious principle as he has understood. Therefore, Śrīla Gosvāmī said, dharma sarusthita. Everyone has got his own religion, and he is trying to execute the religious principles very nicely. But the result, dharma-sāṇu-śrita-pūṣa, dharma-sāṇu-śrita-pūṣa, viṣa-śena-kathāsuja, no-pāda-yadra-cīṅkī. Jadi means if one does not develop an attachment to hear about God. This is the test. Vishakshena katha. God's another name, Krishna's another name is Vishakshena. Vishakshena is situated in the stomach and he helps your digestion. If Vishakshena does not help you in digesting, then you are forbidden to eat now anymore. So Vishakshena, there are thousands and millions of names of God. So Vishakshena is one of the names. So Vishakshena Kathasu, if one does not become interested to hear about God, they call Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are called Krishna Katha. Bhagavad Gita is the katha or words spoken by the Lord Himself. That one is Krishna katha. Krishna sa katha. The words spoken by Lord Himself. Similarly, the Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna katha. This is also Krishna sa katha. It is spoken. Srimad Bhagavat is spoken about Krishna, about Krishna's activities, about Krishna's birth, about Krishna's appearance, disappearance, activities, about Krishna's devotees. Therefore it is called Bhagavatam, in relationship with Krishna. Everything in relationship with Krishna. So, Śrīla Gosvāmī says, that you may execute your religious principle very nicely. But simply, I am Hindu, I am Mohammedan, I am Christian, my religion is better, and therefore your religion is bad, so I shall fight. This is not it. The test is whether you are Hindu, whether you are Muslim, whether you are Christian or Jewish or Buddhist, it doesn't matter. Whether you have developed your love for God, that is the test. Vishakshena kathasu, no padayadra thing. If your attraction is not developed to hear about God, because at the present moment, practically the whole world want to hear about God. They do not believe in the existence of God. And if somebody believes, that is also in a different way denying the existence of God. Those who do not believe in God, they say, Shunyavadi. Ultimately, there is void. Voiding. This is one class. And there is another class, Nirvisheshvadi. Yes, God may be there, but He is without head, without tail. Nirakar. So this is another way of voiding. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Therefore, the students sing the song. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschato Deshatari. The whole Western world is full of voidism and impersonalism, and we are presenting Krishna, the Supreme Person. They want to make God void, without any form, but we are presenting, oh, here is Krishna, here is God. Krishna through Bhagavad. It is evolutionary. But still they are accepted. Because there is substance. It is not voidism, everything zero. The philosophy is also zero, the ultimate goal is also zero. And the result is also zero. The result is also zero. No understanding what is God. That is not positive. Therefore, it is said by Śrīla Gosvāmī, dharma-śāna-śrita-pūṅśa, viṣṣak-śeva-tathāsūya. If actually one is religious, if actually one has developed his religious or his original constitutional position, religious means to revive your original consciousness. That is it. This is consciousness, viṣṣak-śeva-tathāsūya. As soon as we develop Krishna consciousness, he'll be naturally attracted by Krishna Katha. That is the test. So Śrīla Gosvāmī said that unless one has developed this sense of attachment for Krishna Katha, then he says, dharma sāra sthita pumsa. Vishakshena kathasu ja, no upadaya rati devi. Jadi rati means attachment, no upadaya, not developed, then somaiva hikiva. Simply waste of time. Simply waste of time. Sama. Sama means liver, liver of life, without any gain. So when, in another verse he says, that Vāsudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Bhairagam Gyanam Chagat Adhikrata. Now, in this human form of life, two things are required. Gyan Bhairagam. This is really achievement. Dharmata kam moksha. Moksha means gyan and vairāgya. And dharma artha kama, that is material. Because generally people execute religious principle, dharma, for gaining some money, artha. And why artha is required? Not to satisfy our senses, kama. And when one is baffled and confused in karma, satisfaction of the senses, then they go to moksha, to merge into the existence, moksha. But this Krishna consciousness is above moksha. Therefore, Basil had already said, dharma prajita kuitava, paravishan, kuitava means executing dharma. If you want some sense gratification, that is called cheating. There is no question of sense gratification by executing dharma. That is pure dharma. That is paro-dharma. Paro-dharma means the person who is executing paro-dharma. He has no desire for sense gratification. He simply wants to serve Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nadanam Rajanam Nasundarim Kavitam Vajagadhishatam Mamo Janmani Janmani Ishari Bhavata Bhakti Ahoitu Ishari Ahoitu. Without any cause. Without any. Therefore, it is recommended that Vasudeva Bhagavata. Bhagavati Vasudeva. Vasudeva is Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. The son of Vasudeva, in the Atharva Veda, described Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the son of Vasudeva. Shankaracharya, who is impersonal, he also accepts Krishna, Sarvabhauman, son of Krishna. That Supreme Narayana has appeared as Krishna, as the son of Vasudeva. And Devaki, he has specifically mentioned. Those who have read Shankaracharya's commentary on Bhagavad Gita, they will find it in the very beginning how Shankaracharya accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Vasudeva. There is much to learn about Vasudeva. Vasudeva, Krishna's appearance in Dwarka and Mathura is his Vasudeva feature. And Krishna is pure, he is in Vrindavan. But they are one. But sometimes mundane scholars, like Bankimchandra Chatterjee, perhaps you have used, heard his name, as a big story writer. He could not understand. He has written one essay on Krishna. He has differentiated that the Krishna of Mathura and Krishna of Vrindavan and Krishna of battlefield of Kurukshetra, they are different persons. But they are not different. They are the one. But the manifestation of different features. So, here it is stated, Vasudeva Bhagavati. Vasudeva Bhagavati means that one can approach Krishna when he is in the Vasudeva feature. Just like he is present in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. That is his Vasudeva feature. Krishna's pure feature, Krishna's to Bhagavan Sam. That Krishna always in Vrindavan. He does not move even an inch from Vrindavan because he is so much overpowered by the devotion of the residents of Vrindavan. The real Krishna, real Krishna is always real. But the Krishna in his original feature, Govinda, original feature is called Govinda, Adi Purusha. Chintamani Prakara Sarvasu Kalpa Vrikkhala Khabhriteshu Surabhi Yavipalayam. That original Krishna Govinda is engaged in tending cows, Surabhi Yavipalayam. Is a cow had bought in the village. That is real feature of Krishna. And he is worshipped by Lakshmi Sahasrasata Sambrama Sripumanam. Sa gopis, hundreds and thousands of gopis. Some of them are just like mother, and some of them are friends. In this relationship, Krishna is always in the Goloka Vrindavan planet. Chintamani prakara sarvasu kalpa vrikhala kha vritesu surabhi ravipalantam lakshmi sahasra sata sambrama sevamani golindam adipurusam tamaham bhajam. These are the Vedic description. This Brahma Samhita is one of the Samhitas of Vedic literature composed by Lord Brahma and accepted by Lord Chaitanya. The authority we cannot deny, because this Brahma Samhita was found in southern India in some temple in Hamrit, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected from that temple when he was traveling there, and he brought it back and presented to his devotee that here is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Samhita. Therefore, Brahma Samhita is authentic, and all the Vaishnavas, they accept, all the Acharyas, they accept. In the Brahma Samhita, the transcendental abode of Krishna is described, and the activities of Krishna is described. Don't think that this Krishna feature has been carved by an artist. No. It is described in the Brahma Samhita. Venum karnantam aravinda dalayataksham varahavatam sumasitam buddhasundarangam kannatva koti kamani abhishesha shobham govindam madhipurusam tamaham bhajami. Venum karnantam. He is playing on his flute. Surabhira vipalayam. He is tending the cow, Surabhi cow. Those cows are not his object. Surabhi. The Surabhi cow means he can milk as much milk as he wants and as many times as he wants. It will deliver. Because they are all spiritual. There is nothing material. But some of them are serving Krishna as cows. Some of them are serving Krishna as trees. Some of them are serving Krishna as land. Some of them are serving Krishna as house. Some of them are serving Krishna as gopis. Some of them are serving as Krishna's father, some mother, in this way. Krishna has got his all paraphernalia in that platform. Sudha, Chintamani, Prakara Sarma. So, we should not take it falsely that Krishna is an imagination. There is no person like Krishna in the history. Krishna appeared. The Mahabharata is the history. So Krishna is not fictitious. Krishna is fact. But those who are atheists, those who are miscreants, for them Krishna is fictitious, none and all like that. This is all misfortune. Actually, if we try to understand Krishna from the authentic scripture, Vedic literature, then this process, Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yuga Prayodita. If you apply your devotional service, Bhakti Yuga Prayodita, Prakrishna Rupenata, Upajukta, then the result will be Janayati Asu Vairagyam. Asu means very strong. Vairagyam. Vairagyam means detachment for this material world. That is called Vairagyam. And jnana and knowledge. These two things are required. That is perfection of human life. Jnana, Brahma jnana, or self-realization, that is required. And Vairagyam. If anyone has got jnana, then he must have vairagya. The result of jnana is vairagya. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma-bhuta-prasannātma. na shrutati na tarati. Prasanna, Brahmabhuta, as soon as you are on the platform of jnana, knowledge, that is called Brahmabhuta state. At the present moment, without jnana, without knowledge, we are jiva-bhuta. But from jiva-bhuta state, we can be elevated to the Brahmabhuta state. That is called jnana. That is the result of jnana. And when you are actually on the platform of jnana, then you will be detached from the attraction of this material world. Brahma-bhuta prasanna. Why detached? If you are perfectly in knowledge that I am not this body, I am Brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. If you are perfectly in knowledge, then how you can be attached to this material world or to the bodily necessities of life? Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur has sung a nice song. Deha smriti nahi jaa, samsara bandhan kahan taa. One who has become detached from these bodily concepts of life, no more his condition. He is already liberated. Deha smriti nahi jaa. This can be possible. This can be possible. The example is given just like the coconut. The coconut, when it is raw, everything is attached. But when it is dry, if you move it, you hear the sound khatrat khatrat. That means the cell within the coconut, he has separated from the coil. He has separated from the coil. This is possible. Similarly, even within this material body, if you follow the principle of Bhakti Yoga, Vasudeva Bhagavata, Bhakti Yoga to Vasudeva, not Bhakti Yoga to anything else. Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga prayer, then he will be detached gradually. The more, the another example is given. Bhakti parisāru bhava virakti annatrasya. Bhakti, if one is actually advancing in bhakti, then the result will be that he will be no more attached to this material enjoyment. That is the test. And the example is further explained. Just like if you are hungry and if you are given a nice dish of foodstuff, you go on eating, as you eat, your hunger is satisfied, you get strength, and you get satisfaction. Similarly, if you engage yourself in the bhakti yoga system to Vasudeva, see exactly the same way the hungry man eating, he'll feel satisfaction. He'll feel that I am now spiritually strong. There is no need of taking recommendation from others. Automatically you understand. Because while you are eating, nobody is required to give you recommendation that you are now satisfied. He'll feel. Pratyakham bhagavan dharmam. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, this bhakti yoga is pratyakham bhagavan dharmam. In any other religion, religious principle, you cannot understand how far you have proceeded. But this bhakti yoga is so nice that you directly understand, yes, I am now making progress. Vasudevi Bhagavati. And the taste is not that simply I say, yes, I have made progress. The taste is the Gyanan Guyar. There will be full knowledge and Guyar. Knowledge means Guyar. I got full attachment of a material world, and I am saying, I realize Brahma. But that is not Brahma Riyala. Brahma realization means Brahma, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, na sochati na kaanubhati. Sama sarveshu bhute. That is practical. In the material world, we have got two kinds of diseases. Hankering for things which are got, we do not possess. And lamenting for things which you have lost. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, na sochati, na kaan. He becomes neutral. He is no more hankered. Because he one understands that I am not this material body. I have no material necessity. Then why shall I be hankering for possessing material things? You understand. That is Brahma Bhuta state. Not that I am hankering after so many things. Then still I am Brahma Bhuta. But this facility for the bhaktas, that is very nice. Bhaktas in the world is that Nirmande Krishna Samande. They engage others in Krishna Samande. Just like yesterday I told you the story of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was minister. He left everything and he went to Vrindavan by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was living each night underneath one tree. Not the second night. The second night he will go another, underneath another, because he may develop some attachment. It is a very nice place. Such vairagya. This is called vairagya. Vairagya. So we have to practice. This Rupa Goswami, he was so exalted devotee. He was also afraid of being attached to the place underneath the tree. So these are examples given to us to learn. Although it is very difficult to, we don't prefer to imitate, but these are the examples. Bhakti Yoga does not teach you to imitate artificially something. But the method should be accepted. That is Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, that's Rupa Goswami has given us instruction that anāsaptasya viṣṇāyāṁ jathāraṁ upajanyata. He was so much attached, but he is a commandant that don't be attached to the material enjoyment. Anāsaptasya viṣṇāyāṁ. Viṣṇāyāṁ means material enjoyment. Don't be attached, but you can use everything nirmande krishna samande in relationship with Krishna. So, and he gave example in his life also. I have already narrated that story. This Rupa Goswami, when he was approached by Maharaj Mahasingha, the commander-in-chief of Akbar Badshah, so, formerly rich man used to do that. So, sir, can I do something for you? So, Rupa Goswami saw that this gentleman is very rich king and commander in charge, so he has got money, so he should spend money for Krishna. He recommended that you construct a nice temple for my Govinda. He did not ask anything, you give me something. No. He asked that you please construct a temple for my Govinda. Of course, Rupa Goswami's Govinda is always with Rupa Goswami, either underneath the tree or in the palace. Govinda cannot give up the association of the devotee. As a devotee cannot give up the association of Govinda, similarly Govinda cannot give up the association of devotee. Either he is underneath the tree or in a big palace. That is another. But Rupa Goswami is a commander. Because he had money, he would utilize his money for sense gratification. Let that money be engaged in Krishna's service. That was his money. నిర్వందే కృష్ణ సంబంధి యుక్త భూయా భవతి. సో దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ భక్తి యోగ. ఇఫ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఇస్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ భక్తి యోగ, నెవర్ మైండ్ వెదర్ ఈస్ మహారాజ్ మహాలక్ష్మి ఆర్ ఎ బేగర్ లైక్ మీ, ఇట్ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్. ఇఫ్ ఎనీవన్ బికాస్ ఇన్ ది బిగినింగ్ శుద్ధ గోస్వామి సేస్ సమయ పుంసా ప్రమాణం దేవ భక్తి అహరి జ్యోతి ఆత్మతీయతా. దీస్ భక్తి యోగ కెనాట్ బి హ్యాంపర్డ్ బై ఎనీ మెటీరియల్ కండిషన్. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ దాట్ సింప్లీ మహారాజ్ మానసింగ్ అప్పుడు బి ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సెల్ఫ్, నో, ఎ బిగర్ లైక్ మీ ఆల్సో కెన్ బి ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ భక్తి యోగ. వి నాట్ ఎనీ హ్యాంపర్ ఎవ్రీవన్ కెన్, బట్ everyone should be engaged according to his status, according to his position. That's why Krishna said, patram pushmam param toyam jyumi bhaktya prajacchati taya bhakta puritam asnani prajitarpana. Krishna said that a little flower, a little leaf, a little water, you see, who cannot afford to offer these things to Krishna? The poorest man of the world, any corner of the world, these things are available, still. Maybe different, but he demands patram pushmam phalam toyam, any kind of fruit, any kind of flower, any kind of leaf, and any kind of water. He does not say specific that one has to offer Ganges water and tulsi leaves. That is nice. But in Czechoslovakia or in Norway, there is no Ganges water and there is no tulsi leaf. Is it that Krishna will not be worshipped? No. Oh, in Pratiyatpratiyata. Krishna worship cannot be checked in any part of the world or any man throughout the world. Mani Pārtapāsitta Jebhishu Pārtapāsitta. Any man born in the abominable family, Chandal, still Krishna is giving liberty. Yes, you can worship. Krishna says personally that Mani Pārtapāsitta Jebhishu Pārtapāsitta. Pārtapāsitta means lower than the Śūdra. Śūdras are also pathogenic. In Śrīya Śūdra Tathā Vaiśya, Krishna says, māni pārtha vipāsita jīvīṣu pāpajūna Śrīya Śūdra Tathā Vaiśya. Śrīti Jānti Purāna. The Śrīya, Vaiśya and Śūdra, they are also almost pathogenic, but lower than them. Krishna offers them opportunity. Of course, he offers every one. The next verse he says, Kim punam brahmana punya bhakta rajasya sattha. So, what to speak of Brahmins and the Rajasi, Kshatriyas? He, lower than them, or the lowest than them, can offer me devotion. Then what to speak of these higher, elevated personalities. Anittam asukham lokam imam prapa bhajasama. That is enough. It doesn't matter whether you are a Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra or a woman or a lower than them, Mlecha, Javan, never. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is clearly said, Kira, Tahunan, Drapurinda, Kokasa, Ādhīya Sumbhā Javanā Khasāra Jinnē Chupāra. These are mentioned. Kirāta. Kirāta means they are wicked. Kirāta Bhūna, the Bhūna nation, they are on the northern side of Germany, they are Bhūns. Andhra is there in our country. So these things are described. Kirāta Bhūna Andhra Purinda Bhukkasā Ādhīya Sumbhā Javanā Khasāra. Khasāra is Mongolia. Javana means the Greeks, the Romans, they were know in our Christian Jagat. They were sons of Maharaj Jayati. That is historical reference. So, not only all these men sent, but even those who are not mentioned, Jinni Chupapa, others who are not mentioned, but they are born of sinful families, dog eaters, Sudanti, they can be purified. How? Revolutionary. Revolutionary. They want me to question how these men can be purified. The answer is by Sudhir Goswami. That is the transcendental power of Lord Vishnu. Revolutionary. So everyone can be engaged in this bhakti yoga. It is very easy. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayoga Janayati Asu Bhairava. Then the result, the Mayavadi philosophers and the Gyani Sampradaya, the Yogi Sampradaya, who are going, undergoing severe austere life, they are just to attain to the stage of Gyan Bhairava. But these two things can be achieved very easily, as it is recommended here, and practically you can see Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodita Janayati Asu Vairagya Gyanam Chalat Avaito. You cannot understand how it has happened. How it has happened. This is the miracle. Just like when I went to America, I was thinking that who will hear me? As soon as I will say that you cannot eat meat, you cannot have illicit sex, you cannot have any intoxication after smoking, and you cannot indulge in gambling, the next day they will say, please go home. Yes. Because it was actually experienced by one of my godbrothers. He went to London, and Lord Jepner, Marquis of Jepner, was talking with him. This gentleman asked my godbrother, can you make me Brahmin? He said, yes, I can make you. How? Then you give up these four things. Don't drink, don't have illicit sex, don't indulge in gambling, and don't eat meat. He said, impossible. He said, impossible, this is our life. He was talking, friendly talk. So I was thinking that as soon as I will prescribe these things, these boys or these people of America, they will say, please go. But it is Krishna's mercy. Here he said, oh, nobody can understand how it has happened. But actually it has happened. How? Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. Simply, I advise them to accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and worship Him. They have done it, and they have attained their achievement. Gyan and Vaira. Thank you very much.